This is a HeadGum Original.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
What's the cheese vibe?
We ended up doing the Monger's Five, I think.
What's that?
Johnny?
It's just a plate of five different cheeses that they pick out. Like, it's not really that crazy. Right. I don't know why Jeff threw it to me to explain it.
And they choose all the cheeses, or do they ask you what you like?
No, they choose
like
all
a goat
of it.
Or a cow, or okay.
And you, yeah. And I'm glad you asked, because you would have thought that we added some say. Instead, we're left with this fucking triple...
Sorry. You deserve that, man.
Your apartment is now hitting you.
Yeah.
You get how you're annoying so much that objects are starting to revolt. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're all recording. We're all set up just fine. Amir, you couldn't have come up with a better background. Look at Billy. He has the crown molding. He has the detailing on the wall. Not a lot of art, which I don't appreciate. He could have put up a poster or five. Okay, there you go. Goodfellas or?
No.
Is it when you finish saving the world?
It is. No, it's, I don't, this is actually my prized possession. It feels like too early to talk about. I don't really want to talk
about it. Let's talk about it after the break, I guess. This is so fucked up. It's the original Bottle Rocket poster, didn't you pay like $1,000 for that?
I don't want to talk about it more.
But it was over $500, right?
More than
and then when it got there, you immediately regretted it. I remember you texted me.
No, I didn't regret it at all. It's my prized possession.
11 by 17.
Fine, I'll talk about it because you guys keep bringing it up.
You thought it'd be bigger.
It's the poster from the Bottle Rocket short film that they made when they went to Sundance in 1994, and they put it up all around Park City or whatever the fuck.
Topical.
And then the graphic designer who made it like kept one and then sold it off a few years ago, and I got it. I was looking for it.
And
for like
what
10
the
years.
Audience doesn't know is that when you flip the camera around. It's the posters on the wall are Ghostbusters Afterlife, Hell of a Summer, When You Finish Saving the World, Crisis, which is a deep cut, Hell for Loser.
Get off of my IMDb.
And Winona Earp.
Yeah.
Winona Earp.
Winona Earp.
Yes, Winona Earp. E-A-R-P. Winona.
Okay.
It's a TV show that's named after a printer company.
Not true.
The Zoom is kind of broken up right now into like Wes Anderson themed side, and then also
and then Billy and Amir.
Jeff in his kitchen and Amir with it also bad background.
Yeah,
it's background's hard. Fine. Yeah,
I sold my table. I'm in the process of moving house
again. Moving for what out. Is this the fifth time?
This has got to be six times in 6 years.
Yeah.
Six and a half if you count me living at home for the pandemic.
Yeah, and we do.
Yeah. Where this show was incubated into what it has become, which is sort of an op-ed, it's sort of a late night talk show. It's a rotating door featuring the most important podcasters at the network. Are you kidding me? What is this? Here's what we're gonna do today. Have you guys heard of Food Diaries?
I love them.
Like, you have a list of what you ate?
Okay, brag. Amir studied up.
I know, I'm guessing.
So yeah, it's like mood. It's like a, it's where you like write out what you had for like breakfast, lunch, snack, and dinner, and fourth meal. Well, today we're gonna do mood diaries. So
that's just a diary.
Can we let me fucking finish, or is it the Marika hour?
It kind of always is.
I heard a cat.
Yeah.
Yes, Misty, I'm recording. Mood diaries are like food diaries, only instead of listing out what you ate, you list out how you felt. So this is sort of a side quest that I'm bequeathing to you fuckers. For the next 45, you guys are going to list 4 to 5 mood diary entries. Things you felt, you know, thoughts you had to swallow instead of say, and then we'll read them out at the end of the day.
So not, we're not doing it in the moment. We're doing it at the end.
You're writing it in the moment. You are writing it in the moment. You're going to read it out at the end.
Gotcha.
3 to 6 mood diary entries.
3 to 6 now?
Yeah, because it's the same.
It was 4 to 5 a minute ago.
I changed it to 3 to 6 because that's the same amount of months that the neurologist told me this morning that it's going to take me to feel 100%.
For the concussion?
Yes, the post-concussive syndrome, which I was diagnosed with formally this morning. Because
you're still feeling it?
Because my cognition is slowed. Everything is 5 times more fatiguing than it should be. 3 to 6 times more fatiguing, let's say. Yeah. And I was wondering
to stand for this entire episode
because it engages the core and I don't have a chair.
You sold your chair too?
Yes.
Yeah. We thought it was only the table.
Well, it was the whole set. If it was a chair, I'd be sitting there.
Okay.
3 to 6 diary entries for the mood diary throughout the episode. I don't interrupt y'all. 3 to 6 mood diary entries, time stamped or otherwise. Sophie's choice, but you do have to point out when it happened. Just, it doesn't have to be so formal as timestamps. It could just be, oh, when you said this, I was feeling XYZ. And maybe I see Billy writing down one right now. Maybe that's going to be one of his mood diary entries. Are we clear? Can we move on? Because we've barely started.
Okay. So you want us to write while we record?
Yeah, like just jot down. I wouldn't say like write a whole fucking diary entry.
Yes, you are telling us.
No, I'm saying like just a fucking, by entry, I mean like a bullet point. 3 to 6 bullet points of what you felt during the episode.
Okay. Where's your new place?
It's in...
Is it like up there where it's kind of like windy and steep?
Is it like right next to it?
Is it?
Yeah,
it's not really. It's barely an more like an.
But yeah, is it next to it?
Yeah, it's kind of next to it.
Yeah.
I imagined like a like going through.
I imagine it.
This is hard because I'm not even going to be able to bleep this. It's hyper specific. And it's like, it can't be like, oh, this is the neighborhood I live in. Beep. It's like, I live next to. I live next to the. Which don't say that. Sierra Madre.
You're telling people, though. You're giving these little breadcrumbs to people. Then you're getting mad at us for commenting on them.
It's not a very secure location. I mean, you think Amir's house is accessible.
I wouldn't put that in either.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, Soho House is in decline.
I saw Riddle that. Okay, go on.
Can you guys riddle me this? Why are stars not flocking to the once hot spot?
You got a membership in the last 18 months, right, Jeff?
What's that?
You got a membership in the last 18 months?
I had a membership when I was writing for Carpool Karaoke. You said last 18 months. This was 3 years ago. This was 4 years ago. 2020.
How much did it cost you?
$2,000 a year.
You're not great with money, are you?
I'm not. But carpool, I was being paid $3,000 a week. So 1 week of work, I'm already in a surplus from the Soho House membership.
Or you could have just had $2,000.
And that's where I went wrong. That's
because did you ever go?
I had drinks there, I want to say thrice.
So $680.
Yeah, how many months did you have the membership?
I had it for a year. I did have it for a year. So it ultimately ended up being, yeah, kind of a $660 cover each time. But if you're under 30, food is half off.
And then was it even open during the pandemic? I know gyms closed.
I know Soho House closed.
So did they refund you?
I canceled my membership after a year because I was like, I don't go enough.
Yeah,
a 114-year-old Texan is the oldest person in the United States. If you guys lived that long, how would you spend your extra years? Bad?
Yeah.
Billy, would you sort of wank it? Would you sort of have that?
I don't know if I
sort of crank that shaft until you were, you know, returned to dust.
I don't know. If I could be, I guess, cranking my shaft at 114, that would be pretty remarkable. But yeah.
Because of the age or?
The age. Exclusively because of the age.
Right. I feel like you guys are like still trying to get your, you know, wits about you in this episode. You haven't found solid footing, and I don't think
you just couldn't have done the dishes before we started recording, Jeff. Your kitchen is filthy.
And I don't like this, the view of me like towering over you. It's really disarming. It's just kind of like you're looking at up at us constantly for praise.
Where is your computer? It has to be on
it's
a really
on
high shelf.
It's on,
on top of the fridge. On top
would
of the fridge?
Would you rather I look down at you guys?
Can you put your computer in the fridge and then close the fridge and then do that angle where you like open a fridge and look for stuff and then close it?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I don't know if you're trying to sabotage the episode or if you're fine with us having good content.
I appreciate the effort, I guess.
Yeah. Does your garbage lid not close properly?
Take out the trash.
Yeah.
People are horny for Austin Butler's Dune Part 2 character. I guess my question is, when?
I have things to say about this.
I knew you would, that's why I brought it up.
I think he should have been hotter.
I still haven't seen it yet. I'm excited. I'm going to see it in like 5 days. So I, you guys can talk about it. I just won't be able to contribute.
My only take was that I think they should have made him a little hotter.
How do you make him hotter? Hire somebody else?
Are you saying he's the hottest he could ever be?
Well, how did they not make him hotter? How would you suggest that they do that?
I think one of the main problems was that he couldn't shave his head, so that he was wearing a bald cap over his hair, and he looked like Megamind.
Yeah, because the hair is bunched up under the cap.
Well, it was just like big, and I was like, if it was like a little more to size, I think this would work.
So what are
really
you saying?
Well.
Your wish that his bald head had been to size?
I think he looked like Megamind in some shots, and I would have preferred not that.
Okay. Amir?
I didn't see Dune.
Well,
what about Dune 2?
I was going to say, yeah.
I've seen Dune 2 three times. Yeah, it's awesome. I didn't quite get it, but I thought Austin Butler was a 4.
Out of 10? Oh, nice.
Right. Yeah. We didn't really talk about the Soho House, but I did see a TikTok about it saying that they went public and then opened their floodgates so that they got a lot more people there. So it became less
exclusive. It's not exclusive. Yeah, if you want that exclusivity, you're going to want to get a referral to the San Vicente bungalows. You're going to want to get into the Knickerbocker Club. Marika style. Billy?
I just hate how much you want to be a part of these clubs.
I beg to be on the podcast. Billy said, are you recording this week and can I be a guest? I said, I would love to have you.
I bring you on the Zoom
and you sit there fucking unmarkedly excited.
unmarkedly.
He is excited, but you can't tell. That's what I'm picking a bone with.
Okay. What time is it?
Hey, decorate your apartment. Enjoy the show.
Jeff got tapped by the Phoenix Club, actually.
Have you guys seen these Willy Wonka experience photos?
Yeah, what was that? Because I just keep seeing people talk about it, but I don't know what it was. Where did it come from?
It seemed like a Firefest situation.
You can explain.
The creator said, there was this failed Willy Wonka pop-up experience, and the creator of it said, and this is a quote, "It all looked good on paper."
It was advertised with a bunch of AI-generated images that made it look really cool. But then
this is what it was advertised with.
Yeah.
But people thought that's what they were going to get?
Well, there's even more AI images that are so like clearly fucked up. Like the words aren't correct because it generated them. Like it's really sad that people got tricked by it.
This is something Cohen would put together.
What?
Nothing.
I'm
trying to be like topical and act like I go into the office.
Yeah.
I don't even know who works at the fucking company anymore.
Yeah, you did. Everybody keeps Slack getting married. Everyone's saying,
begging for an org
picture
chart.
Picture of an org chart. Yeah.
No one fucking sent it, by the way.
I don't even know if we have that.
Right? And everybody keeps getting married. Their maiden names are going to their fucking partners.
That's
and
true.
Vice versa. And I'm like, oh, new employee. Just kidding. That's Angie.
Yeah, Angie Darkland now.
She just has that post-nup drip. Or post-nuptial drip.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. Sorry, she's trying
Jesus
to
Christ. I feel like I'm watching a really boring episode of Big Brother or something.
Can I just check in? How many mood diary points have you guys all entered? Because we're about to hit the halfway point. I want to make sure you're on page.
I have two.
I have two as well.
Amir?
I'm not doing that.
You have to. Otherwise, the diary is
fucking computer.
Not mood. It's moot. You want the diary to be moot along with the point?
I mean, I'll remember how I feel, which is how I always feel when I'm doing these. So much dead air.
Do we think there's something like a sound effect? Or
we can't hear if there's like a soundboard thing happening. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup.
but it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Right? Welcome to March Madness HeadGum Company Edition.
Has to be illegal, right?
This is a bracket customized by my ass to guess who's going to come out on top this March in regards to HeadGum. What do you mean?
Who's going to come out on top?
In terms of productivity, I was going to get to that. You guys cut me off and jumped down my throat before I got to introduce the segment. HeadGum Podcast Edition, March Madness Edition.
Is this the entire bracket or just a quarter of it?
This is just part of it. It's everywhere.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So,
how does the seating work?
The seating is alphabetical/random.
There's people here that don't work at the company.
There's 1099s. Because otherwise, I wouldn't be able to be in the bracket.
So you're a 20 seed?
It's alphabetical. You really think Angie's a 9 seed?
I feel bad ranking anybody. Yeah.
We're going to go through. We're going to put together our best March Madness bracket together. And then in the description of this video, I'm going to link this bracket so that the listeners can create their own bracket thus, including Billy.
I'm not going to listen to this when it comes out.
What the fuck is this? I put a bunch of time and energy into this shit.
You put a lot of time and put the time and energy into other shit.
What are you talking about? Effort
like
is effort.
Finding a new table or...
The new place doesn't have space for a table. There's going to be a kitchen island. That's it.
So the living room's completely empty right now. You could be on the floor.
I don't have a living room. I live in... this is my studio apartment. I'm moving in 2 weeks.
Got it. So this is your old place.
We're selling the furniture because the new place doesn't have space for a table.
Got it. So you're
Going from a studio apartment to a house to a and the new place doesn't have room
for a
the
table.
Stuff that was furnishing your studio apartment.
Because there was a nook before for a kitchen table. The new place doesn't have a fucking dining room. It has a living room, a bedroom, and a kitchen. That's it. And
that's
don't
all.
Say you can put a table in the living room. We wanted to have a sitting area. Yeah.
What are you gonna eat? You're
there's a kitchen counter.
I'm in a similar situation. That's a huge mistake. That's a huge mistake.
Can we focus on the fucking bracket?
Enough about the bracket. I'm in this tiny little studio apartment. Yes, crown molding, whatever. Yes, nice poster, but there's no table.
No one said nice poster. I said nice crown molding and that the poster
I think
was,
the poster is nice.
I thought, yeah, thank you.
$1,000.
What? It costs more than a Soho House membership for a year, and that's not a joke. and I wish it was. And I wish it was a joke because I don't have that much money. I don't have I just have a couch and a TV because I was like, I just want to watch movies in my apartment. I have a bed or whatever and a desk.
Yeah, crank
but,
the shaft. Yeah.
I hate eating here. And it's a thing I do.
Yeah, but like, you live in Brooklyn.
I know, but what does that mean?
Go out to eat.
Yeah, so you're not living in an area that's like walkable, so you should definitely have.
Don't tell him to go out to eat.
Go out for every meal. Money.
I never said my advice was good. I've been trying to fucking get us back into the bracket.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have a table at your new place? Are you going to have a television?
We might.
So there's a potential for no table or no TV?
I have a projector.
You have a rejector. You have a rejector.
There's the soundboard.
Couldn't hear that. Couldn't hear it.
You stopped sharing audio.
March Madness HeadGum Edition,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. We can't Round hear one. The audio sound effects, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, you stopped sharing audio.
I'm not going to know who almost anybody on this list is.
Yeah.
Also, so probably. And,
you want to rank based on.
Round one.
Rank based on productivity
and other things.
Because Riley's going to be in Fiji for half the year.
So she so loses round one. Unfair. It's March.
I'm saying.
Holy shit. What an upset. The one seed taken out.
Michelle Shim moving. Really?
Have we ever seen a 32 seed advance like that?
This sucks. Like, you have to do that much clicking just to move someone forward.
It's Bracket HQ's website. The UX is all over the place. I had to create an account twice just to be able to fill out the bracket.
You shouldn't have.
All right.
Matchup number
Hild
two. I gotta
versus
go
versus John Grimm?
Brad the Grim Reaper Hild.
So using John's last name as a nickname for Brad? Do you even know what they do at the company?
Yeah.
You're somebody who's, it's like your entire friend group like watches NCAA basketball. You don't, but you're still filling out a bracket. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to hear from Amir. Because Amir loves basketball.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with basketball.
It's a bracket challenge.
Right, that could be anything. Yes.
Marika loves the company. Marika is the company.
I'm not going to put people together
put brother
like
against
this.
Brother.
I can do it. I'm telling you, Brad. The Grim Reaper Hild beats
yeah, I
Grim
think we,
8 out of 10
I think
times.
We go with Billy's picks for
That's
all
That's fine.
Yes.
I also want, as we go, for people to know who we're voting for. They know Brad. They don't really know Grim as much. Grim used to shoot the Jake and Amir videos. Now he what? Produces segments?
He edits our podcast, both audio right. and video.
So Grim's definitely out.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen segments, but... I don't think so, Grim.
Why? Looks and sounds great.
It sounds great. And the video frame looks good. It's the content.
You're actually on this week's episode by the time this comes out.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. This is a must watch, ladies and gentlemen. Angie DeArkland versus Narissa Laddick. Marika, who do you like better personally?
That's not what the bracket's about. But another loophole here is that Angie's on maternity leave, so
it's not going to happen for her. I'm sorry, this is a huge upset, but it's going to be Narissa to have. Crazy March so far. If we're looking at these seeds versus who moved on round one, but it is single elimination. Did I make a scene at your wedding?
Kind of.
Really?
I've
been trying to figure out why you've been cold to me for months.
Yeah, half a year.
Because I was not complimentary about the blue suit, because I said blue suede shoes was Elvis's idea.
Well, you ranked my wedding the week it ended. And you gave it like a 22 out of 34 or something. Really
bad. It's just, it was in comparison to Jake's is all.
You're right.
Amelia Mariano versus Will Conover. What are we thinking here in terms of single elimination round one?
Are we taking the over or the Mariano?
Here's what I'll say about Amelia. I don't know anything about her.
She is She is a producer, an associate producer of Doughboys. So
she showed up to our Halloween party dressed as Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
And I truly was like, I thought somebody had snuck into the studio. But everyone was like cracking up, treating her like a close friend while I was sort of being iced out in the corner. And I thought, I'll have my revenge. Will Conover.
Iced out in the corner.
Dane Cardiel versus Ferris Manshi.
Ferris also not a full-time employee. Editor of Newcomers, the podcast. Jeff is on the floor. We're never going to get through this.
Oh, yeah, there's more than one round. This is insane. Yeah. I thought we were just going to... I was like, all right, we're halfway
through. I'm not the one holding us up. You guys aren't fucking voting. Marika's abstaining because she's worried about her work relationships.
You were on.
Do you think I've ever cared about that?
No.
Dane Cardiel versus Ferris Manshi. Just all right. Jesus.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Ali Khan versus Emma Erdbrink. This is hard because they're both such hard workers. And Erdbrinkers.
Yeah. But Ali's also full-time.
Yeah, so maybe we go with Ali for this one. All right.
Yeah.
Emma.
This one's tough because I just got word from Emma that she's going to be out of town for most of May, right? And I would never do that. So I'm trying to figure out.
This is the March bracket. So yeah. Emma.
And it's going to be Emma.
It's hard because I don't like her.
For sure. She's a one seed too, basically.
Yeah. Katie Moose versus Marika Brownlee.
Wow, this is tough.
Marika.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess Katie's not here to make her case.
Yeah. And that's part of it, is she never comes into work. Marika's nose to the grindstone, Union Square every fucking day.
I don't know. Two very hard workers, so it's hard for me to like choose. But I guess since Marika's here, we'll give it to her.
It's a no-brainer, is I think what you're saying. Between the two, if you had to fire one of them, it would be Katie. Is that what you're saying?
Now here's a tough one. Me versus Pyle. Holy shit. How do you...
Okay, Micah versus Erica.
What the hell was that? It was so quick.
You Pyle's joined the Zoom 4 minutes late. You forced Anya to step away from what she was working on to set you up to record over Zoom. Something you did every day for 2.5 fucking years. What are you talking about, you versus Pyle? Pyle built the tech platform that got you $10 million in VC funding. What do you have? Periodontic rosacea?
I don't have that. You know,
Micah versus
I don't have
Erica.
That.
Let's go Micah because I don't know Erica at all.
Yeah. It seems like you're afraid to pronounce her last name for sure.
Jensen.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Micah. All right. Joel versus Anya.
That's really rough.
Joel versus Anya. That's
and Anya
tough.
Saved the day before we started recording.
I think
this is Anya's month.
I might have to put up a fight for Joel just in terms of what honestly, if he had done this, I would have called Jola if Joel was in charge of the studio, he would have painted the walls an off rust, aka no. Cola, aka Jola Dunoff. We're going with Anya.
We're going with Anya.
Anya Zero.
Marty Michael versus Ryan Chambers.
That's tough.
Battle of the Small Talk. I gotta go with Ryan.
The Small Talk?
He's taller. He lives in Montauk. He's better at small talk.
Is Ryan the tallest person at HeadGum?
Let's just move on. Cohen versus Peter MacArthur. Two Frenchmen.
Well, Peter lives in
France
currently,
correct.
Neither of them are Frenchmen.
Okay. Then it's got to go to Peter, right?
Why?
I think we need at least one Amir in the second round.
You're right. So
why don't you put Peter up there and then
all right, oh, that's all right. Gianna versus Casey. What?
So you didn't go back and change it?
I don't want to because I feel like Pyle built the tech platform that you got you guys $10 million in VC funding.
We heard your
because
case,
you have sort of
and that's
the,
one person's case.
Yeah.
And I don't have a gum disease, by the way.
I didn't say gum
it's
disease.
Gum disease.
You said I had periodontic rosacea.
Okay. Yeah, something that could be quickly cleared with intense pulse light therapy with a chime green.
With a cola.
Let's just go Casey because I will hear the end of it.
What's that?
I don't think he listens to this.
What's that?
All right, Sage versus Jake. It's got to be Sage. Sage is like countlessly editing social clips versus Jake is just being social. You bet.
Yeah, Marika loved it.
All right.
Jake is just being social is a great description.
Sam Massa, nay Shackle versus Alex Berkman.
Whose new last name is going to be Shackle.
What?
Yeah.
Sam Massa, nay Shackle versus Alex Shackle, nay Berkman. I love both of these fuckers, but I got to go Massa.
Why?
I gotta go with my boy Shackle.
It's gonna be Moss.
It's gonna be Nay. All right, let's go rapid fire this round. Shim versus Hild. Bailey, what do you got?
Shim.
Shim. Laddick versus Will.
How do you say her last name?
I don't know.
Bailey. Laddick.
Oh, it's me. You didn't say me. I thought maybe we were gonna go each of us decide on one.
I don't know why it always comes down to, like, I'm not a fucking conductor of this shit. You guys have
like hovering
agency.
Over Laddick or Ladak.
So let's go Conover.
Yeah.
Monshi versus Khan. That's it's got to be Khan. Yeah. Emma versus Marika. Again.
Wow.
I'm too
knowing
close,
that
Maria,
Emma's
going to
be gone in May, I feel like I'm leaning Brownlee.
Is she really going to be gone in May?
Gone in May.
Pyle versus
she's
Micah.
She's just traveling.
Come on.
Let's go Micah.
We have the march. Okay. We have the march.
I feel like we do not have the madness. If you're going to have Micah, I feel like I could have won the first round.
Definitely not. Just
and still be up against Micah.
Because at least Jake is social.
You think you would have won?
You like show up to work and you hide in a corner. You hide in the office. You close the door, but it is glass.
I don't.
And you kind of like peer out, and you're like,
no,
seeing who walks in. You make the guests uncomfortable. Here we go. Anya versus Chambers.
It's gonna be Anya.
Anya.
Yeah.
I think this might be Anya's year. I'll be honest.
I think it might be Anya's zero. MacArthur versus Donahue.
Peter MacArthur.
Really? That might be an upset.
It's just such a historical sounding name.
All right. Sage versus Massa, nay Shackle.
This is rough.
I know. This one's
tough. I have to abstain.
Billy, you decide.
All right. Sage.
Holy shit.
Classic.
Wow.
All right. Elite 8 hours.
Left.
What's that?
You said Elite 8 hours?
It's like scary hours.
Shim.
All right. Khan versus Brownlee. This one's really tough.
Marika.
Okay. Marika's going to the final four. Micah versus Anya. Yeah. Obviously, oh, Anya. Yeah. Sage versus Peter MacArthur. This one's kind of French.
Anything he's no, in so. Kind of French.
Sage MacArthur.
Yeah.
Let's go, Sage. Okay, so the final four is a little bit shocking. Brownlee, I assumed. Shim, I was shocked. Shackle not being there, I was shocked. Sage being there was not what I expected. Anya Kanevskaya in the final 4-0 style. / Dark 30. Anya versus Sage, what do you guys think?
I don't know. Both help me a lot, so it's hard for me.
Sage helps me a lot. Anya helps me a lot. I will say that yeah. Sage is really quick with her social clips turnarounds. Anya didn't quite consider Chine Green. She didn't quite even sample a cola. She kind of just went straight for charcoal. Didn't even sample more than one charcoal, by the way. She just bought the paint. That's crazy. Let's go, Sage.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Shim versus Brownlee. I mean, that's a no. It's a no Brownlee. It's got to be Marika, right? Now it's just
so
me voting.
Now
huh?
I'm
just you, Jeff.
Put up against the one person on my team.
The only person that you're directly in charge of. What are we thinking now that we can really get into the debate? The hardest worker in March, which hasn't happened yet, was Marika or Sage?
Yeah.
Mm. I think I'm going to have to go with Marika, Sage advice, Brownlee.
That's good. Because then it's kind of like we both won.
No, mm-hmm. It'd be that you were okay with winning over an intern that you hired. I want to be very clear about what's happening. Really?
She's a assistant, production assistant.
Assistant to Mrs. Brownlee? Ms. Brownlee?
No.
Okay. Sage.
She'll be thrilled.
This could be the clip that she edits. The ball is tipped. And there Sage is. You follow da-da-da. You're a shooting Sage.
My computer's freezing. Give me a second, Billy.
Yeah.
Well, it's on top of the freezer.
Because you had a bad day. You take me one down. I'm so sorry to Marika, Amir, and me for losing March Madness. But if you're going to look me in the eye and say Sage didn't deserve that, then... I'm sorry, but you're unfit to host.
Host what?
The HeadGum Podcast.
What about who edits this, the HeadGum Podcast?
Grace Harper. I knew I was forgetting something. Someone.
Yeah.
Sorry, Grace.
Didn't want to put Grace in there.
guys, we've made it to the final segment, which is Mood Diaries. Let's hear those entries. Let's start with Amir.
I told you I wasn't writing anything down. I felt...
That's not my fault that your face is red now. On the spot, the teacher called on you and you have nothing.
I have to take an L/pass. I guess my mood when you chose Pyle over me was disappointed, offended, angry, scared, mad.
All right, very good. Yeah. Two more
moods? Or
three
two
to
more
six
moments?
Entry points. 3 to 6 mood diary entries.
The camera angle... reminds me of those "dude, you're getting Adele" commercials. It's sort of like this, like top down, sort of like little boy parental POV. You're moving with your auntie and uncle to Bel Air style.
Bel Air, yeah,
yeah. So,
one more.
When the soundboard worked, it hurt my ears. So it's sort of like,
Billy, let's hear that mood diary. I hopefully you had more than three. Hopefully they were all prepared.
I had four. I actually did have four.
That's pretty cool.
It's a mood diary of a wimpy kid. So that's what.
Very good. Very good. Your best.
4:41 Eastern. I don't have to do this, Jeff. I don't have.
I'd love to hear it. I would love to hear it.
4:41 p.m. Eastern. Jeff said Dealers/ Sophie's Choice, and it made me almost not like movies anymore.
Holy shit. I didn't know I had that power.
10 minutes later, 4:51, Jeff admitted to not know who works at the office anymore.
That's true.
This isn't really a mood. I just said fire him. 4:58, just sort of Amir said that you have a rejector, not a projector, that made me happy.
That is a mood. Not all these negative,
maybe that brought, brought movies back for you.
Yeah, it did. It brought, yeah, it absolutely did. And then 5:13, March Madness ends. That took almost 20 minutes is what I wrote.
Call it a dense segment.
Dense? I thought it was pretty thin, stretched out.
Thin, but yeah. Stretched out instead of dense, but tight.
Right. Yeah.
Marika?
Very flimsy for sure.
When it took 5 minutes to explain the mood diary, I felt fatigued and frail.
Being and in you're not freezer, you're sure it wasn't just Zoom fatigue? You think it was?
I'm sure. Yeah, it was just it was, overall fatigue. Being in the freezer made me feel claustrophobic.
Did you sleep bad last night? I'm trying to figure out if the fatigue was because of what I said.
Yeah, like 6 hours.
That's not that many. So let's chalk it up to lack of sleep.
Well, okay. Yeah. So being in the in the freezer made me feel claustrophobic and also kind of wistful.
That was Amir's idea.
Yeah, so he gets points for the wistfulness. When we were only on the third part of the bracket, I felt close to death and maligned. And when I lost the bracket, I felt vacant, but also kind of chuffed. And then you throwing the lemon.
Chuffed like you were chums? We're having a gaffe? Or you were aghast?
Yeah, like having a gaffe.
Okay. So you felt fine about second place.
Right, but then you started throwing the lemon and it made me feel kind of perturbed and sour to be.
I don't have like substitute teacher energy like Robin Williams in fucking Dead Poets Society because I'm just like, guys, this is what you need to know about the world. He's not that tall.
But they're like children.
But they stand at the desk at the end and they say, oh, Captain.
They stand on the shoulder of giants. The poets that came before them and then before them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Robin Williams starred in Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, I want you to have the energy of Robin Williams now. That's the one that I'd like you to carry on the rest of your day. I just watched, speaking of Dead Poets Society, another movie by the same director, Witness. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Awesome. Really, really great. Cool movie. Harrison Ford plays a detective. And there's a little Amish boy who witnesses a murder of another detective. And then it becomes this kind of awesome cop thriller where the Amish boy, like, I don't want to spoil anything, but basically, like, Harrison Ford has to sort of protect this Amish child. And they sort of teach each other about the different, different ways of life. And it's good. It's really good.
It's really awesome. Sounds like
sort of a Sixth Sense style.
In the sense that there's like a boy and a
detective. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, detective. I've never seen The Sixth Sense cause it was just spoiled to me. Or yeah. Whatever the, like if it's a twist or I just knew it. So I just never watched it.
Right.
Same.
Have you seen Signs?
I also know the end of Signs and I haven't seen, I do want to watch Signs anyways though.
Signs is good. Yeah.
Did you see Signs in the theaters, Amir? Or was it more of recent? Do you think?
I saw it at theater.
So afterwards, this probably would have been around the same time that the song was popular. Did you kind of come out of the theater and go, I saw Signs and it opened up my...
Movie came out like 8 years after the song.
Why'd you stop?
Keep going, Jeff, with the song.
I already sang as much as I cared to. It was ill received.
I asked why you stopped and you just met me with silence.
Well, the Zoom blipped out and all I heard was stop. So I did. And then I got chastised for that also. Raked over the coals on a weekly basis, I am.
You're the little Amish boy.
And I need to hire a private eye to detect why people hate what I come up with.
Mm-hmm.
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 Is it that I don't come into the office more? Is that I'm not as social as Shackle?
No.
Is it that I'm staying nay, James?
Staying nay, James?
So it is that.
No, I can't understand what you're saying.
Saying nay, James.
End this, obviously.
Congrats to Sage.
That was a HeadGum Original.